Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
Good morning and hello. Welcome to Social Mornings. You gonna eat that?
I thought I was giving Jackson some good news, some surprising news. I was putting some of my food in the work freezer, and I noticed there was something that looked delicious with Jackson's name on it. A shake. It looks like a chocolate shake.
No.
What is it?
It's a container of custard.
Oh, even better.
It's just a container of like you would get in a store. But from Culver's, made from Culver's. Has a little sticky note, says Jackson on there. And when Steph came in this morning, she goes, "You got something in the freezer?" And I went, "No, I don't," because A, the freezer stinks. When a freezer can stink, which I put my shoes in the freezer at home to get rid of the smell. Somehow a smell lives in the freezer here at the station. But when a freezer can stink, you don't want to eat things that have been put in there. But that isn't my issue as to why I'm not eating it. The fact that I don't know who it is that brought it is not the issue as to why I'm not eating it.
Well, then what's your issue?
People that work here.
Oh, you don't trust some of our coworkers?
Not as far as I can throw them, and I can't throw them far.
But it's Culver's custard.
Yeah, believe me, I'm annoyed at best at this, and I'm annoyed at best that I live in a world where I have coworkers who I don't trust to have food around them. It's 2019, like we're adults, you know. But there are people in this building that I know do not like Jackson. And now, chances are, would they do something? Probably not, but I'm not going to err on probably.
Are you talking they would do something that is telling like a federal offense?
I have no idea.
Like
I'm not saying anyone did anything. I can't make any accusations. I'm saying I'm not going to put myself in a position to be like
it's
that.
It's not worth the risk.
I mean, there's been a guy here who's had food stolen out of the microwave while he was heating it up. All right, so that's number one. All right, so there's some dastardly deed doers around here. Same person had not only his entire lasagna stolen, but the pan it was in. I mean, of course, how are you going to transport it? But it was a nice lasagna pan they took.
The pan didn't just show up miraculously the next day all washed.
Yeah, the lasagna crust on there. I had a Calypso lemonade one time in the freezer. Yeah. And coming to go get it like 20 minutes later, and it's gone. I'm like, in the world is going on, and it was all the way in the back of the freezer. What's going on? Why is it gone? It's been 20 minutes. I just put it in there to chill, you know? And then I find it in the garbage can, busted into pieces. Somebody reached in to steal it, and then the condensation must have made it slippery on the outside, and they dropped it on the floor. And instead of leaving a note, "Hey, I'm a POS, and I stole your lemonade," they just scooped it up. And the only way I figured it out was because something sticky was under my foot by the fridge, and then I looked in the recyclable. There was a broken bottle, and then the lemonade was still on the floor, being sticky.
I think I will take one for the team. I will be your taste tester, and then we'll see if anything happens to me.
I don't think you can.
Because I gave up fast food for 40 days?
Well, because if anything happens to you, nobody wants me to do this show by myself. That is the main reason. Like, no, Steph, for God's sakes, no. But technically, it is fast food.
Oh, that's
good morning,
crazy.
9797. Going to see you today.
Where are you going to see him?
We're going to go have a little bit of breakfast / lunch over at Copperplop.
Wait a minute. You're actually going out to a restaurant?
Yeah, with 9797.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. For breakfast.
Well, we were chatting off air that it's a big deal if Jackson goes out to a restaurant.
But like now, I don't consider Coppertop to be like a restaurant. It's a diner, and I go. That's like the only main. That's really the only place I'll go.
You know what? That's true, because your wife was telling me we were trying to make dinner plans before Eric Church in Milwaukee. And she's like, "Well, here are the two places Jackson goes." I'm like, "Yeah, but the problem is those are Madison locations. We're going to be in Milwaukee."
But she's giving you that to work with. This is what you've got to work with. Like, we're doing the trivia thing on Saturday.
Yeah.
And with some really nice folks that are going to be on our team. Some people, we've done their wedding and we've had drinks with them and stuff. And they said, "Hey, the trivia thing's at 1 and it's over in Fitchburg. Do you guys want to go grab dinner beforehand or grab lunch beforehand?" And my wife told me, she goes, "Don't worry, I already told him no." And it's not because we don't like him, it's because I don't want to do that. Like, I'm not going to enjoy that. Yeah.
Oh,
we're
going
to go somewhere I'm not going to like. Something is going to happen to the food. I'm gonna be stuck in one. I don't like being places. If that makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't like being places. Like, because when you sit down, like now I'm on. Like when I sit down for a meal, now I'm on your timeline.
Not real. Well, oh, because yeah. You gotta wait for the waitress and then the cook.
Let's get some coffee. We'll have a couple cups of coffee. Oh well, you know what? That creme brulee. Oh, it takes what 45 minutes. Oh, we got time. Why don't you go ahead and fire that up for dessert?
Yeah, you're supposed to sit back, catch up with your friends you haven't seen in a while. What's going on in your life?
That sounds awful.
Slow down and enjoy life.
That's why Mark Zuckerberg invented Facebook. I can scroll your page. I can see what it is you're up to. And then I can go ahead and eat my meal in peace.
When did you become such an old man?
About 23. Somewhere around that age. And I've really always been that way. I've never been a go out to dinner like, hey, everyone's getting it together. Like, there's going to be 10 of us. We're all going out to dinner on Friday night. And I'd be like, all right, let me know what bar you're going to be at around 10. And I'll be there for a beer. And then I'm going
to
leave.
Well, that's cool. So at least you'll still go out to join them at a bar.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you like the bar, not the restaurant.
I just don't want to sit down for a meal. I don't like being trapped places.
All right.
And I feel like I'm trapped places.
Well, you're not as old sounding now that you said you'll join them for a drink.
I'm old and crotchety. And my wife.
Don't bring me free food, and my coworkers might do something to it.
My poor wife has had to go to, and it's a wonderful place. Nothing against this place. These are all me things. It's no one else. I know I am very self-aware that the problem I have with the world is all me. But that theater thing where you go watch a play and eat food at the same time. Well, not at the same time. Fireside.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful folks.
Yes. I love the Fireside.
Sure. I'm sure you do. That seems like the kind of place that Steph would love to spend a whole Saturday. But it's a 5-hour endeavor. It legit is. It is. It's a 2-hour dinner and a 3-hour play. There's no way I could do that. That just to me sounds like that sounds. If somebody said, hey, all right, here's the deal. We got a truckload of rocks that we need to spread around this house. Like we got to move these rocks. We got some Mississippi wash stone. We're putting these rocks in this bed. We're lifting up wheelbarrows. It's going to take about 4 hours.
Oh,
or we're going to go have a nice dinner and then watch a play. Give me a shovel. I'm not even kidding. Literally, as I'm thinking of those two scenarios, my initial thought is, what kind of gloves would I wear while I was shoveling? Like, that was initially what I went to was, the sun might be shining. I could be raining too, but who cares?
That's such a good topic you brought up, though, because I've realized that now that my phone shows me how much screen time I'm using.
I'm down 15% from last week.
Ooh, I'm up 7%. Oops.
Oh, Steph.
So you always use that excuse, or not you, but us as a population. How much time is it going to take? I'm such a busy person.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
You're not busy while you're on your phone.
Well, one thing I hate seeing people on Facebook go is, oh, this is a waste of time. It's like, oh, really? Because what were you doing right now?
Exactly.
Like, the only people I know that actually have work, quote, to do on Facebook are you and me.
Yes,
like, legit.
That's true.
Like, we have some things, like, I tell my wife that sometimes, like, I'll be doing something and she's talking to me and I'm like, hang on, I'm posting something quick and she's talking to me and I'm going, hey, I need you to stop for a second because I have to do, I know I'm on my phone like a teenager, but I have to work. I have to get this done.
Yes.
But other people are like, it's a waste of time. You're on Facebook at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're not doing anything anyways.
That's right.
You have nothing going on right now.
Yes. How many hours did you go on social media for? And how many hours did you binge watch TV shows? Yet you're such a busy person.
Yeah. Oh, this is a waste of my time. Now, speaking of me going out to dinner with people, to dinner and lunch with people, John, Northwoods John, he just commented, am I considered a really, really nice folks? I have had lunch with him.
Ooh.
We went to Babes.
You're spreading out your wings.
But I feel like John is a lot like me, where after he's somewhere, he's like, all right, the meal's over. Okay. That was fun. We're out of here. There's no sit around and talk for an hour afterwards.
Well, yeah. When I'm at a restaurant, especially because I was a server for many years, I know it's like, come on.
I need my table back,
please.
Turn them and burn them.
Turn them and burn them.
Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Wednesday, and it's going to be a blah day, but we have at least until the noon before that happens. Expect some rain, snow mix, then rain, and then snow, and then I don't even know what it's going to be.
We seriously have thunderstorms tonight and possibly an inch of snow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, this is the apocalypse, folks. Uh-huh. Stock up on Beefaroo. High of 39, and this is a sad number to say because it was about 20 degrees warmer yesterday at this time.
Mm-hmm.
32 at 5:45.
Oh, man. Well, if you've been on today's Q106 Facebook page with us, we're doing our social mornings. We chat a little bit off air, and we got talking about what I found in the work fridge today. It was actually a good thing, I thought, a surprise for Jackson in the freezer. Some Culver's custard with his name on it. Said, hey, you got some Culver's custard in the freezer? What? I do?
No, I don't. I don't have anything in there.
And then it turned really scary.
Well, so a listener, we get a lot of stuff, you know, preserves. I've gotten beef jerky. I've got listeners bring in a lot of stuff. I love that.
I love that too.
In radio, a little behind the curtain there, a lot of folks in radio don't eat, quote, what they call listener food. Me, I always say I'm not important enough to poison.
So exactly.
Nobody's going to jail for poisoning Jackson.
Yes.
Just not going to happen.
Now, unless
it's somebody in the building.
Yes, I didn't know that.
Those are the ones that I don't trust. There's a few people in this building that I don't trust at all.
Okay.
And this food was left. I left around 11 o'clock yesterday, so I don't know when it was here. So this food was here for almost 24 hours while people were in the building. I don't know what happened. I'm sure the person that worked at Culver's, I wish I knew their name, but I didn't get their name. Very nice person to do a very nice thing because Culver's custard, I mean, that's some good stuff right there.
And saying, where's mine?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Well, you're on a no fast food diet. So
that's true. That's
coming
true.
From Culver's, it doesn't count. So I think they were just trying to be nice to you. But now I got this pint of Culver's sitting inside the freezer, and also our freezer stinks, so that kind of makes it kind of turns your desire to eat anything out of there down a notch.
Yeah, if you think your work fridge smells, if your freezer smells, that's a little bit more scary.
I legit put my shoes in the freezer at home to get rid of the smell. The smell is so strong in our work freezer, it overpowers the cold.
All right. Well, I was going to ask to maybe pass along the Culver's custard to a nice person if you don't want to eat it. But if it's coming from our stinky work freezer, then maybe we shouldn't.
It might be a punishment. If you do something wrong, one of us might have
to
eat that.
If I lose a bet?
That's right. There
okay.
you go. Yeah. And I hate talking bad about good Culver's custard. But
I know.
Our work fridge has tainted it.
Uh-huh. It is. Is there any toilet paper over there? My nose is starting to run.
Oh, better go catch it. Oh, dad joke. Whoa.
Oh, just like the refrigerator.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Your refrigerator on, you better go catch it.
I was like, Lily had a tooth pulled a couple weeks ago, and she's like, oh. I was like, is your face hurting? She's like, no. I was like, because it's killing me. Oh! Dad jokes. Good morning, everyone. Haven't said hello to folks on our Facebook page yet. Debbie, good morning. Scott 9797. What does a sleet and snow say, Joe? It says, I wish I could go to Florida. Yeah, our friend Joe Hitt is in Florida. He was sending me pictures, or at least posting pictures on my Facebook page of his view. I was at the skate park, and he was like, check out this view. And
nice.
he's at a pool in Cocoa Beach.
Ooh,
yeah,
beautiful.
Cocoa Beach, Florida. That was where my mom and stepdad went to when their honeymoon, when they got married. Albert says, I need a today's Q106 shirt. Albert, I need a today's Q106 shirt.
Albert, that is weird.
That was like another conversation that we had off air there. I'll tell you what, as soon as I get another shirt, we'll go ahead and get you a shirt.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Albert, are you spying in the studio?
Yeah,
we were just talking about that before we turned on the cameras.
I legit had to go, wait a minute, we didn't have that conversation while the camera was on. Because if we do, we got to delete some stuff.
Yeah, we're running a little low on shirts. And
Oh, no, we're not. Oh, no.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, no. We got plenty of shirts. There's plenty of shirts.
We were told that we don't. They were hiding.
They're behind lock and key. Oh, I don't know how many shirts we got here. I'm not sure if we can. Jackson, I'm not sure we can give you. I know that one you've got's got chili stains and holes in it, but I'm not sure if we can give you another shirt.
Make sure you wear your Q shirt everywhere you go, Jackson.
But I'm not sure we can give you a new one there, you know. Also, kids, if you want to get into radio to get rich, own a radio station, I don't know. The end we're on, certainly Ain't doing the trick.
That's why I made that joke on the air, and I hope people caught it. The other day when we were talking about something for like $10,000. Oh, a Lego minifigure.
Like
$10,000. Yeah, I'm like, hey, you work in radio. Well, you can afford that, Jackson.
That's a reminder of why it is that we do this.
Yes.
Legit. I mean, the hours are great, you know, but I'll tell you what.
Some of the work perks, the concerts.
Sure, yeah. Most people that you come in contact with are nice to you, and that's something I've really gotten used to. And I told my wife that. I was like, that's one thing. It's 99% of people I come in contact with are very nice to me. And that's, you know, because of I'm on the, and that's an awesome perk. However, we don't do this to get rich. We do this because we love doing it.
Yeah.
And that's a legit, you know, like a lot of my friends that, you know, are out doing open mic comedy, you know, 2, 3, 4 nights a week. They're not getting paid to do it. You know, it's costing them money. They're doing it because they love to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes what you love to do, you know, you got to wear old shirts.
Yes.
that's what you got to do, you know? You got to do what you got to do.
We'll see if we can get you one.
Yeah, as soon as I get a shirt, Albert, you're next in line.
What if you send Albert your old Q shirt after you get a fresh
one? I'm sure that's what Albert wants, is one of my old. Hey, Jackson, you got any old shirts laying around there you can go ahead and send on over?
Hey, maybe.
Could use some shop rags.
Hey.
You know, he's a tree guy. He's probably got some equipment he's got to clean, you know?
Yep.
Well, folks, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to wrap up this episode of Social Mornings. What's
going on?
Okay,
well, now we have to wrap it up with a quick question from Cal. Did you hear about the missing toilets? Oh, is this a dad joke?
We hear about the missing toilets. No, we didn't hear about the missing toilets, Cal. What about the missing toilets? Here's the thing about jokes on Facebook. There's like a 30-second delay.
So
Steph's over here. What you can't see, if you're watching this video, you can see Steph opening her arms, kind of like, and?
Did you hear about the missing toilets? Trying to stretch it out?
I did not hear about the missing toilets. We need to flush this one out.
I know.
Are they going to wipe themselves with something? Steph Peters just joined. The police had nothing to go on. Boom!
Wait, say the punchline again?
Did you hear about the missing toilets?
No.
Police have nothing to go on.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that one before.
Of the dad joke hierarchy, that's a lower. That's a low rung. That's a low rung one right there.
That's
pretty low. But, Cal, I like your profile picture of Daffy.
Yeah, whatever happened to the Looney Tunes?
They're incredibly violent.
Well, they're making a comeback, Space Jam 2.
Yeah, but like the amount of violence.
Now that you rewatch them as an adult, you're like, wow, I was watching this as a kid.
There was a Bugs Bunny episode. It was a Tortoise and the Hare episode.
Okay. All right,
and Bugs Bunny was working with the mafia. It was a bunch of like rabbit, you know, mobsters, okay? And he's going to win. All right, so at the end of it, he loses to the tortoise because he was cocky. This is before Bugs Bunny was a hero. He's kind of the anti-hero back then. Okay. He used to get in a lot of trouble. All right.
Oh.
At the end of the cartoon, this is a legit, my friend has this copy. It's not like, it's hard to find.
Okay.
At the end of the cartoon, Bugs loses and he's distraught that he lost. And his mobster guys are upset that he lost. He pulls out a gun out of his pocket, puts it to his head, shoots himself and the next four people next to him with it. End of cartoon. It's a kid's show. Now, I understand.
Again,
like,
Jackson was talking about Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny. Those of us that grew up with that, you know, I'm not one of these. It's like, save the children. But some stuff, it's like, that one's a bit much. That one was a bit strong. Like that, you came on a little strong there, Bugs. There also is a few like from back in the day where Bugs was dressed up like a Japanese person. But of course, at the time, we weren't really getting along with the Japanese World War II kind of stuff. You know, I'm assuming a little layover from that. But they had to kind of clean themselves up a little bit. But I used to love Looney Tunes. But you can't. My mom bought. I'll say this here. I got me on cartoons now. My mom bought Lily. Tom and Jerry DVD.
I remember them.
I've seen almost every episode of Tom and Jerry. One of my absolute favorite cartoons. And we're watching. My mom goes, "This is really violent." And I went, "You bought literally the most violent cartoon that's not like a superhero cartoon. Like all these mouse and cats do is run and hit each other with hammers.
That's true. And then like, slam them in doors.
Yes. Like over and over and light each other on fire. Yes. Like it was insanely violent.
Did they ever try and stuff each other in the oven?
Yeah, that happens. And turn it on.
Exactly.
You know, it'd come out with a cat's tail would be on fire, and or he'd put dynamite in his mouth instead of a cigar. Good times.
Yeah, so Kale, keep up the good profile photo.
That's right. We like that. Yes. We like that. Let's keep the violence in cartoons.
Thanks for joining us.
At least we didn't talk about poop. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.